Sewell Sewell, Lauren here, your host of the Cow Plant Cakes podcast, and welcome to the very first episode. I had intended for the very first episode to be about the cow plant, obviously, but today, on this day of recording, The Sims released a trailer for the upcoming expansion pack, The Sims 4 Lovestruck expansion pack, which is supposed to be dropping on July 25th. So I thought, can't really pass this up. Let's be timely. Let's go through this trailer. Let's talk about it. I will tell you some of the things that I've noticed, some of my thoughts, and then I am really hoping to get your feedback as people in the Sims community. So I am going to be, you're not going to be able to hear it because I don't need to get copyright struck, but I am going to be playing the trailer here, giving some of my feedback, things that I've noticed. I am sure I'm going to miss things. Again, feel free to let me know. I want this to be an engaging podcast where we can talk with one another. So let me know. I'm going to go ahead and get it started. And I'm going to put it on mute. So, okay. So it looks like the new world that we're getting with this pack, at least to some degree, is a city-based world, which is very exciting to me because I love San Myshuno, but I feel it's a little limited, right? We've had it for a long time. There's only so much that you can do. So I'm excited to see another cityscape in The Sims. Now we go to Two Sims kissing. I think this is a new kiss animation. I'm a big fan of locking lips. So A plus for me. Ooh, okay. Two new kiss animations possibly. Okay. All right, cute. There's a nice little water fountain. There's some canoodling going on. I'm not a big water fountain in my own builds sort of person, so I guess I don't have too many thoughts on this. Like, it's cute. It's a little gaudy in my opinion, but hey, who am I to judge? All right, okay, I'm gonna have to go back. There's so much. So they jam. If this is your first trailer that you've ever seen from The Sims, they just jam so much into their trailers that it's really hard to catch everything. This is like the fourth or the fifth time that I'm watching this trailer and I'm like, oh, I'm missing things. Okay. It looks like we get a new guitar, possibly, which I like. I am liking some of the new outfits and the new, well, I was going to say that I like the pink hair that I'm seeing here, but at least in my current screenshot, it looks like her brain is exposed. So I don't know how much I like it, but I like it in the sense that it's an undercut. I have an undercut. I'm all for more undercut representation in Sims hair, but at least the color choice and the pattern is at the moment kind of making her brain look like it's exposed. So maybe in different colors, this will be on point. And the heels that the other feminine Sim is wearing, mwah, I love. I've also feel like we've been limited on heels, so I am happy. And her pants are fun. Not something I would wear personally, I don't think. I don't think I could pull them off, but they're fun. Okay, we're gonna continue here. Oh, all right, so now we're here with our, like, main male Sim with his little, like, exposed chest and the chest hair. I love it. I like that body hair is now, at least to some degree, represented in The Sims. All right, he sees a Sim. He's getting some. All right, he's trying to put game. She is not for it. All right, he's going into a club. Ooh, we get a rounded bar. Okay, I think these are new, but I see these really cute butterfly earrings on this Sim. We're at 21 seconds in the trailer if you want to reference what I'm talking about at the moment. Super, super cute. Okay. And he also has a little heart necklace, which is really cute as well. Okay. I don't like the shirt. I don't like the almost down to the navel opening of the shirt, but it's a vibe with this pack. It's fine. Okay, there's some dancing. Okay, he kisses her. She kisses him. Okay. So I believe this has been confirmed in the notes for this release. Or I don't know if it's going to be part of this pack or it's going to be released. I think it might be released a base game as part of this pack. But polyamory is going to be a relationship mode that you can play natively in The Sims, which I think is great. I have seen some concern from people that don't particularly want that to be part of their gameplay. So I'm curious about how they're going to roll it out. Like, do you toggle it on and off if your Sims are polyamorous or not? I'd hope that that's how they would approach it, because I don't think it should be, oh, we're introducing polyamory into the game and now every single Sim across the board is polyamorous. That's just not good representation. There are obviously people that prefer monogamous relationships. I'm not one of them, but there are people who do. And so I hope it's something that you can set by Sim if they are interested in polyamorous relationships or not. So curious to hear your thoughts on this one. He, I think, is more of a Naga sort of guy. He's not happy that she's kissing another Sim. So I think he's not into it, which is fine. All right. Yeah, he's okay. He's okay. We're at 29 seconds into this 2-minute and 4-second trailer, and they're just introducing Cupid's Corner, which, if this works, very, very big caveat. If this works, I think this is going to be amazing. I am so excited to have a way to find new Sims to date that's not just like running into random Sims at a bar or the park. And I like the fact that it is supposedly, again, if it works, it is supposedly going to allow you to, or your Sim, to browse the gallery as part of this matchmaking app. So they're going to be able to, you're going to be able to see Sims on the gallery, pull those Sims from the gallery into your game. I think that's fantastic. I'm a little worried that we're going to get a Wedding Stories part 2 here, and it's just not going to work. And it'll be more frustrating than fun, but I think if it works, this is going to be a really fun and dynamic addition to the game. So it looks like you can choose your profile picture, which, cute. I like that. You can also set your sexual orientation. And I like this as well. They split sexual orientation into who you are romantically attracted to and who you are interested in woohooing with. So they have it in 2 separate categories. I will say that, and I guess this is a limitation of the game, not thrilled that your only choices are men and women. As a non-binary folk, not super thrilled that non-binary is not an option, but I understand from how the game is designed, they, you know, you kind of put Sims as AFAB or AMAP, right? Assigned female at birth, assigned male at birth. So I get it, just as a non-binary folk, little upsetting, but I get it. But again, I appreciate that they are splitting sexual orientation into romantic attraction and woohoo attraction, because those can be different. So good. And then you could set who you're looking for as far as age goes. So are you looking for a young adult? Are you looking for an adult? Are you looking for elderly? Then, and I've seen some chatter about this, so I'll be curious to learn more about it. You can describe yourself as, which I don't know if that means you select which traits you already have that you want to display, or can you lie and say whatever you want about yourself? As someone who's done the online dating game before, a lot of people maybe not the most truthful when it comes to this section. And so I'm curious if this is going to be, yep, like, nope, you know, your Sim has these 3 traits, so you can select 2 of these traits to put down as I describe myself as, or can you select from any of the traits regardless of which traits that your Sim has? So I'm curious. Okay, and then we're looking through matches, and so we see different poses, we see, you know, like their age, we see, you know, the 2 traits that, again, I'm not sure are actually based on their traits or what they choose, but he's scrolling, we get some different poses, which is cute. He finds Monica. All right, Monica, adorable, by the way. We're at 36 seconds into this trailer. Ooh, there's a little bird statue on the edge of her little counter here. And I think that might be new, and it's really, really cute. I love random clutter decoration in The Sims. I love random clutter decoration in real life, but I also love random clutter decoration in The Sims. So I'm seeing this and I'm like, yes, this is amazing. Okay, but super cute. She's getting all ready. Okay, our date arrives. Oh, he gives flowers. That's cute. And it's not the rose. It's not the give rose interaction. This is like he's giving her a bouquet of flowers. So as far as I know, this is a new interaction. And he did good. He picked a very filled out bouquet of flowers. Okay, they're off to... Okay, we're seeing a little bit more of the city build here. I'm more of a, and this might shock a lot of people, I'm more of a gameplay than a builder. So I will touch upon some of the building stuff that I noticed. It's not 100% my wheelhouse, so I am sure there are thousands of other Sims content creators that are more savvy when it comes to build things than I am, so I'm gonna let them take the wheel. So as you've noticed, most of my commentary will probably be based more so on gameplay and things like hair and clothing. But we did get a quick little view of like the loft apartment being built, being customized. So curious there. Okay, so they're at like a house party, maybe? We see two little Sims. We're at 45 seconds in, making out in the background. There seems to be like a storage closet back there. New woohoo spot. I love new woohoo spots. And don't worry, folks, there's another one coming up. But that's cute. I mean, they looked like they had a good time. Okay. Ooh. So we have a single panel bar. That's awesome. I tend to build small houses. I'm a small house sort of Sims builder. And it can be frustrating trying to fit a bar into like a dining or a living room area when it's always like 2 to 3 panels long. So having it be one square, fantastic. And then the girl in front of the bar, we're at 51 seconds in, awesome shirt. Shirt is amazing. And I think we see Don Lothario in the background giving a little bit of a shock face. I don't know if he's giving a shock face at that woman walking past. And then there's a woman on the balcony taking a selfie. So cute. I don't think the person pouring a drink, I don't think that their hair is new. I think that hair is already in the game, but let me know. I might miss that. Oh, they're feeding each other strawberries. We're 52 seconds in. Okay, really, really cute. I am all for more interactions in The Sims. So this feeding each other chocolate covered strawberries, really, really cute. And looks pretty good, I will say. Oh, I haven't noticed this. He has like a little rose tattoo on his neck. Okay, cute. All right, they're feeding each other strawberries. Oh, they're doing a little dancing. Ooh, they've moved to the bedroom. Okay. All right, we're at a minute in, which is perfect timing for this. If you watch nothing else from this trailer, please go to the 1 minute mark and watch the scene with the dancing. It's a new dance. This is a new type of dance for The Sims. This is a dance that they do not currently do in The Sims 4. And as they're dancing, they are cycling through different costumes. And it is chef's kiss. So, so good. Okay, I'm just gonna watch this. Yeah, she's like a maid outfit, firefighter. Okay, he's wrestled eggplant. Chef's kiss. Okay, they're getting into bed. They're wearing little like Cupid outfits. Super, super cute. I like that like outfits can now be a part of leading up to woohoo. I am 100% for this. I also love that it's a heart-shaped bed because I definitely started playing The Sims with the original Sims game. So the heart-shaped bed has a soft spot in my heart. So they're getting some lovely little woohoo. Ooh, we got some fireworks. Oh, some heart fire. Okay, guys. 1 minute, 14 seconds. You can cuddle in bed. This makes me so happy. I like displays of intimacy on The Sims, and I feel like this is one we've really been missing out on. And he looks so content, snuggled into her. Like, it's so cute. I'm for it. Okay, now they're outside on a little picnic. They're doing some stargazing. Okay, we're getting a little bit more kissy. All right, this is the second new woohoo interaction. You can woohoo inside of the picnic blanket. So this looks intense. Wouldn't recommend doing this in real life just because, you know, public decency laws and such, but it's a-okay in The Sims world. This is at 123, in case you want to take a peek at it. It's cute. Oh, more fireworks. All right. They have good chemistry. Okay, now they're at a bar. They're playing some sort of raffle game. She's holding a card that has the woohoo symbol on it, though. The little like devilly face. I love it. And then there's, of course, an adorable bear. Oh, Don Lothario is having a little makeout session. Is that a new, that might be a new kissing animation. That making out might be a new one. I'm not 100% certain, but I think it might be. Oh, this lovely lady. We're at 133. She has one of the new tattoos on her arm and it's a bunch of different names. And then they're all crossed out until she has the newest one. And so my guess is the newest one is Don Lothario. I hope not for her sake, but super cute hair. I will probably never ever use this tattoo in game, but it goes with the theme of the pack. It's fine. I'm not sure if her jewelry is new or not, but I'm loving her jewelry. So if it is new, good addition to the game. But she is heartbroken upon seeing Don Lothario kissing another Sim to the point that she starts crying. Oh, she's having a, and she dies. We get a new death in this pack. So our lovely, one of my faves, Grim Reaper shows up to collect her because she dies of heartbreak. Her heart is broken and that's what kills her. Don Lothario's showing, all right, he's, ooh, was that a new hair? Okay, we're getting to the end. We're at 145 here. So it's coming out July 25th. We're seeing, I'm at 145. I think she has a new top on. I love that top a lot. A lot, a lot, actually. I really like that top. It's like a fishnetty sort of top. That's super, super cute. I'm trying to think if I could see other new items here. That might be a new couch behind them. Little love seat, as it were. Oh, and they're on a rug, which is new. Like a rug that you can like sit on and have little dates on. So that's cute. And then we see a woman on a bed. We're at 148. Her heart is also broken. Poor girl. Oh, her outfit, I think it's like little, I don't know if it's a sleepwear outfit or lingerie, but it's cute. Cute, cute, cute. Oh, and there's a little axolotl in the background. Oh my gosh, look at that little axolotl. Sick yet. Okay, so she's heartbroken. Oh my god, so she has her eyeliner is running because she's been crying. All right, I feel like I probably wouldn't use this while I'm playing, but for content creators, I could see how this could be really fun incorporated into storylines. So again, probably not my jam, but it looks good. I like it. Oh, and now her axolotl looks really, really angry. I'm at 150. Okay. All right, she's wiping her tears. Okay, here we go. We're at the push to buy this early, to order, to, you know, do a pre-order. So if you purchase by September 5th, you can get the Heartbreak Happens digital content, which includes that Cry Me a River eyeliner. So the eyeliner we saw in the scene right before this. The Herbert heart plushie, which was also in that scene, but shown in a different color. It's gray in this instance. I think it was like pinkish in the scene before. And then the basic breakup double bed, which scene sims, the last time I had a partner move out of my house, I totally had to get one of these beds because the bed, like the frame and the mattress was theirs. And so when they left, I was like, I don't want to spend a lot of money right now. And I totally got that sort of frame and that sort of mattress. So thanks for calling me out, Sims. I appreciate it. But if you purchase this expansion pack by September 5th, you will get access to this content. I do plan to get it before then, so I imagine that I will indeed get this content. Just see if there's really anything else. I'm not really sure if there is. Okay, and then it's just the pre-order now link, available July 25th. I think that's it. I'm just gonna let this play out to the end just to make sure I'm not missing anything, but I'm not. Okay, so that is the trailer. So we have, from this trailer, I might do a separate episode where I go through the trailer notes. Let me know if that's something that you would all be interested in. But for the trailer, so here's some of the things that I noticed in this trailer. Again, let me know what I missed, because I am 100% sure that I've missed things. But we are getting a new world. That world seems to be a predominantly, if not fully, like city-based world, which I am, again, excited about. I love San Myshuno. I'm glad that we're getting more options for city life. A lot of people live in the city. I like that we're getting more diversity there. We are getting new clothing. We're getting new hair. We're getting new tattoos. I'm guessing from just this trailer alone, not counting anything about the notes, that we're, it doesn't seem like we're getting any updates for kids, which makes sense. Like, this is an adult-themed expansion pack. So from this trailer alone, it doesn't look like we're getting, like, new kids' clothing or new kids' hair, anything like that. This seems to be focused on our young adult and above Sims. We're getting two new woohoo interactions, one in a storage closet of some sort, another one in a blanket. We're getting some new dance moves. We're getting outfits, different outfits as part of the warm-up to the woohoo act, which I think, again, is fantastic. I am really excited about this. New death by heartbreak, which my Sims tend to be players, so I'm worried that we might cause some early demises for other Sims in my games, but I guess we'll find out. Definitely some new build items. I think I noticed a new statue. I think a new love seat. I wonder if the bearskin rug that they featured, I imagine that will be a build mode item. I'm sure there's a million, million other ones that I've missed. There's also the axolotl, which is super cute. I'm hoping that it's not as frustrating as trying to own a hamster in The Sims. I guess we'll find out. I have a feeling it's just going to be similar to Fish, where it looks really cute, but you don't actually interact with it at all. But those are, we have new kissing interactions. Yes, several new kissing interactions, the ability to go out on dates, subtle hint at polyamory in the game. But that is what I noticed from the trailer. Again, let me know what I might have missed. I think I'll do another episode on going through the notes when it comes to this Lovestruck expansion pack, because I think that is a whole other topic, and I want to keep these episodes not too long until I get a feel for the format that works for me and works for you. And in closing, I'm excited about this pack. I am a big fan of romance and dating and woohooing and all of that in The Sims. It's a big part of how I play The Sims and how I enjoy The Sims. So for me, again, caveat, if this works, if the Cupid Corner works, if the going out on dates interactions work as intended, I think this is going to be a lot of fun. I think this is going to add layers to the game that I think have been missing, quite honestly. So I'm excited. I have read some people not thrilled that it's an expansion pack. Maybe it's not bringing enough to be an expansion pack. I think I'm going to reserve judgment on that until I have a chance to read through the notes. Then I think I can kind of give my opinion on, is this really worth expansion pack money, or should this have been a gameplay pack? I don't want to judge that from the trailer. I'll judge that once we get to the point of reading the notes and going through the notes. But curious to see what your initial reaction to this trailer is. How are you feeling about it? What did I miss? What should I focus on for the notes? Let me know. In the meantime, you can find me on Twitter, CowPlantsCake. There we are, on Twitter/X. You can also email me at cowplantscake@gmail.com if there's anything that you want to say as far as feedback. I will probably also be launching an Instagram and maybe a Facebook page at some point, but for now, living on Twitter/X and have the email there as well. So I hope that you enjoyed the review of the Sims 4 Lovestruck expansion pack trailer. And for now, Sewell.